Sara until 2029 with a budget allocation of over 48 trillion rupiah for the next 5 years. The main focus of the development right now is the legislative and judicial areas in IKN. Head of the IKN Authority Basuki Adimulyono mentioned that the design for the legislative building has been approved by the President and is now in the finalization stage, and the development of government infrastructure is also a key priority at this stage. Connecting Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development Agus Harimurti added that the design team will ensure the prompt construction of legislative and judicial building. Head of the weather prediction at the BMKG, Miming Saipudin, said on Wednesday that the agency is working with various stakeholders to reduce disaster impacts in Indonesia. In an interview with RI World Service on Wednesday, February 5th, he explained that the goal is to ensure weather and disaster warnings reach people at the grassroots level.
Has the disaster preparedness regarding the tropical cyclone awareness? BMKG integrated its early warning system with BNPB, BPBD, Regional Disaster Management Agency in the province, and the Ministry of Transportation and other key sectors. So this ensures that weather warnings are embedded with a national disaster response system, allowing for faster and more coordinated action in response to extreme weather threats. So we hope that this coordination will minimize the gap of the communication to the people.
Moreover, Miming Saipudin also mentioned that his team is handling communication through social media, traditional methods, and direct community engagement to spread information and warnings. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Indonesian Society for Disaster Management, Alvianto Amri, emphasized the importance of disaster simulations. He believes these simulations help improve community preparedness and reduce panic when a disaster strikes. The next news. Indonesian Minister of Agriculture Andi Amran Sulaiman reassured the public that the national food supply is secure ahead of Ramadan 1446 Hijri. Speaking at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday, Amran stated that the government has sufficient stocks in place to ensure price stability and the availability of essential foods in the market.
Kita menjaga agar pasokan pangan, minyak goreng, kemudian daging, beras, insya Allah aman, stok kita banyak, ada 2 juta ton di Bulog, ini kita siapkan.
Moreover, Amran also revealed that based on data from the Central Bureau of Statistics, or BPS, rice production in the first quarter of 2025 has significantly increased. By March, total rice production reached 8 million with an estimated 13 to 40 million tons expected by April. He stressed the need to protect the food sector, especially during Ramadan, to prevent potential social issues. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi emphasized that the strong relations between Iran and Indonesia are based on a long history of economic, cultural, and religious exchanges. Speaking at the 75th anniversary of diplomatic relations and the 46th anniversary of Iran's Islamic Revolution in Jakarta on Tuesday, Araghchi emphasized freedom, self-determination, justice, and multilateralism as the foundation for both bilateral and global cooperation. With Indonesia joining BRICS, Iran hopes to expand bilateral cooperation globally and foster peace for both nations. President Director of RI, E. Hendrasmo, stressed the press key role as the fourth pillar of democracy amid the rapid digital transformation. Speaking at the Adi Negoro 2024 Journalism Award in Jakarta on Tuesday, Hendras Moore highlighted National Press Day as a moment to strengthen press independence, uphold traditional journalistic values, and embrace technological innovation.
Saya kira memang setiap hari press nasional, ya, bagi saya sebagai pimpinan RRI.
Every National Press Day, for me as a president director of RRI, it reminds us that the press is the foundation of a democratic nation, the fourth pillar of democracy. So the press must have critical functions and there must be substantial elements in how we work. We also carry out verification journalism, trying to cross-check and verify what's happening. Moreover, Hendras Moore also discussed the challenge of combating hoaxes, misinformation, and disinformation in the digital age, emphasizing the press' responsibility to provide verified and accurate news. The last news. The 25th Jakarta International Handicraft Trade Fair, INACRAFT 2025, will bring together Indonesian artisans and their counterparts from Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan. INACRAFT Program Coordinator Bebi Jurmawati on Tuesday shared with RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia that this year's event will feature over 1,000 exhibitors from Indonesia along with participants from 12 countries including Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam, India, Oman, Kyrgyzstan, Turkmenistan, Australia, New Zealand, and Sri Lanka. The fair will showcase two fashion shows, one featuring batik Prada from Pekalongan, Central Java, in Western styles, and another featuring materials from Uzbekistan, reimagined by three top Indonesian designers, including Dian Pelangi. INACRAFT 2025 will take place at the Jakarta International Convention Center from February 5th to 9th under the theme sustainability and collaborations with Yogyakarta as the main highlight. Next, we present the Voice of Indonesia commentary titled President Prabowo Continues Development of Indonesia's New Capital Nusantara.
Today's commentary is on President Prabowo Subianto Continuous Development of Indonesian New Capital City Nusantara. The development of the Indonesian new capital city Nusantara is a major project planned to move the capital city of Indonesia from Jakarta to an area located in East Kalimantan, more precisely in North Penajam Pasar Regency and part of Kutai Kartanegara Regency. Nusantara is designed to be a new, modern, environmentally friendly capital city outside Jawa to reduce the burden on Jakarta as the center of government and economy. The idea of moving the capital city was first proposed by the Indonesian first president Sukarno on July 17, 1957. However, the idea was only realized during the term of the seventh president Joko Widodo. The first phase of the development of Nusantara was from 2022 to 2024. After the end of Joko Widodo's administration, there was no news of the development of Nusantara for some time. However, the next president, Prabowo Subianto, ensured that the development of the new capital city would continue. A budget of 48.8 trillion rupiah has been allocated for the 2025-2029 period. This was conveyed by the Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, after attending a limited meeting regarding Nusantara on Monday, February 3rd, at the Presidential Palace, Jakarta. Meanwhile, in Nusantara itself, after the construction of the State Palace and Garuda Palace was completed, attention shifted to the development of the legislative and judicial areas and facilities. Head of the Indonesian New Capital Nusantara Authority, Basuki Hadi Mulyono, on the same occasion said the design of the legislative building had been approved by President Prabowo Subianto and was only in the finalization stage. Meanwhile, various supporting facilities such as hotels, banks, and others have also begun to be built with investment from various parties, including from abroad. As President, Prabowo Subianto remains obliged to continue the development of Nusantara in accordance with the mandate of the Law No. 3 of 2022 concerning the national capital. Although the government is currently setting budget efficiency in the implementation of the state budget and the 2025 regional budget, the development of Nusantara will continue. With the ongoing efficiency policy, the government needs to formulate a priority strategy so that infrastructure projects continue without disrupting the achievement of national development targets. That was commentary today.
Listener, that commentary concludes the Voice of Indonesia news bulletin from Indonesia to the world.
terlambati. Tengoklah ke dalam sebelum bicara. Singkirkan debu yang masih melekat. Singkirkan debu yang masih melekat. Menjalani hanya cambuk kecil agar kita sadar adalah dia di atas segalanya. Oh, adalah dia di atas segalanya.
www.voinews.id. Well, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, that would like to accompany you up to 6 o'clock p.m. local time Jakarta. But now, in Jakarta, it is at 5:23 p.m. So what about in your country? Whatever the reason, about the time, I believe that please don't be shy, don't be lazy, just keep on, keep being brave, so keep on enthusiastically doing your best, and even just do something that you can do, because it is really important to trigger or embody about yourself in order to make your plan or goals be accepted, be received by yourself. Yes, because you know that doing good thing is also make everything possible. This can also change impossible to be possible. That's why by doing your activities enthusiastically, even this can also give such a hope or opportunity for the sake of reaching maybe your target or your goals. That's great. And say, well, in fact that we have also another wise word. You know that we have some wise word. This is also wise word that we would like to share you. It is from Host Cokro Aminoto, or namely Haji Umar Said Cokro Aminoto. He said, if you want to be a great leader, write like a journalist and speak like a storyteller. Wow, great. If you want to be a great leader, write like a journalist and speak like a storyteller. Thank you. Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Well, you know, Indonesian Minister of Villages and Development of Disadvantaged Regions, Yandri Susanto, urged village heads throughout Indonesia to adhere to the central government's guidelines regarding the utilization of this year's village funds. He addressed Indonesian village heads during the dissemination of Village Ministers Regulation No. 2 of 2024 concerning the operational instructions for utilizing the 2025 village funds, as observed from his ministry's YouTube channel on Wednesday. Minister Susanto also noted that the ministerial regulations specifies that village funds should be directed toward several priority initiatives, including strengthening food security, with at least 20% of the funds designated for this purpose. He also emphasized that the regulation stipulates that rural administrations must earmark 15% of the village funds for handling extreme poverty. Moreover, he explained that if a village doesn't have extremely poor residents, the government would issue a technical guideline for utilizing the mentioned portion of the funds.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I have a question. Who wants to learn Indonesian language? I believe that, you know, principally and basically, some people would like to learn other countries' national languages. I believe that, but this also it also depends on the willingness from the person. And in this case, the Voice of Indonesia would like to share you about our here. This is as learning in the Indonesian language, namely, let's speak Indonesian language.
Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Martapura, which means in Martapura. Stay tuned. You listen to a conversation entitled Aduh, which means ouch, oh, or wow, depending on the context. Aduh, is an interjection to express surprise, pain, etc. If you want to express pain, aduh means ouch. If you want to express surprise, aduh means oh, or wow. This conversation takes place between Chris, the gemstone seller, and the gemstone craft center in Martapura. Chris expressed surprise at the price of a ring decorated with an expensive sapphire stone. Let's listen to their conversations.
Berapa harga cincin batu safir ini?
3 juta rupiah. Ini safir biru asli Martapura.
Aduh, mahal sekali.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. Di Martapura, which means in Martapura. I will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after me. Aduh, mahal sekali. Aduh, mahal sekali. Which means, oh, that's very expensive. Mahal sekali. Mahal sekali. Which means very expensive. Berapa? Berapa? Which means how much? Harga? Harga. Which means price or cost. Cincin. Cincin. Which means ring. Tiga. Tiga, which means three. Juta, juta, which means million. Rupiah, rupiah, which means Indonesian rupiahs. Safir biru, which means blue sapphire. Asli, asli, which means original. Martapura. Which refers to Martapura City in South Kalimantan. In the conversation, you hear the statement, Aduh, mahal sekali. Aduh, mahal sekali. Which means, oh, that's very expensive. In this sentence, there is an interjection, Aduh. Which means oops, or ouch, or oh, which functions to express the feeling of surprise. In the sentence, the word aduh, which means oh, is followed by an expression about something that causes surprise, namely mahal sekali, which means very expensive. The expression mahal sekali. Mahal sekali, which means very expensive, refers to the price of the blue sapphire ring, which according to Chris is very expensive. Now, let's listen to other examples of the use of interjection adu. Adu, which means ouch or oh, or to tell surprise expression in another sentence. Aduh, dompet saya ketinggalan. Aduh, dompet saya ketinggalan. Which means, oh my, I forgot my wallet. Aduh, saya ketinggalan pesawat. Aduh, saya ketinggalan pesawat. Which means, my, I missed my flight. Martapura is the capital of Banjar Regency in South Kalimantan province. Martapura is known as the Diamond City because it has natural resources of precious stones and is a center for precious stones craft in Indonesia. Typical precious stones come from Martapura, including diamonds, emerald, rubies, sapphires, and carnelian. For closing, let's speak Bahasa today for more clarity. Let's listen to an example conversation once again.
Berapa harga cincin batu safir ini?
3 juta rupiah. Ini safir biru asli Martapura.
Aduh, mahal sekali.
Listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Aduh. Aduh. An interjection to express surprise, pain, etc. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. To meet again with more lessons, I'm Daniel. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa.
Masa berdua bersamamu saat itu, canda tawa manis lugu dirimu saat itu. Aku cinta kamu, tak ingin aku berpisah sebentar saja. Ku rasakan dunia milik berdua. Aku selalu bersamamu. Karena itu sebuah janji kepadamu. Aku selalu salah tingkah. Saat tidak kamu, kamu tetap yang terindah. Jangan pernah berubah. Berdua meraih mimpi kita.
Church, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selatan Sound Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selatan Sound Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots, which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. Selatan Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selatan Sound Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
From Indonesia to the world. Well, a few minutes again, it will be 6 o'clock p.m. local time, Jakarta. That means that I must end our togetherness on Indonesia Today. Thank you for your listening, and please stay tuned at www.voinews.id.
Traditional song from Papua entitled Diru Diru Nina. The song lyrics contain the prayers of the Papuan people. The prayer asks that the community to be able to survive all the challenges that they face. In addition, the song Diru Diru Nina also contains prayers so that the people and the surrounding environment are always protected from danger. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Papua, Diru Diru Nina by Trio Ambisi. Happy listening.
Sawa fe diru 3325 kHz dan 4755 kHz atau melalui website www.voinews.id dan aplikasi RRI Digital. Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia. Halo, selamat pagi, selamat siang, selamat sore, dan selamat malam pendengar setia di seluruh dunia. Apa kabarnya saat ini? Semoga semuanya dalam kondisi yang terbaik dan siap untuk menikmati suasana yang hangat bersama kami di Voice of Indonesia, siaran internasional Radio Republik Indonesia di Jakarta. Saya Agus Andika akan menemani Anda selama satu jam ke depan dengan alunan musik Indonesia yang indah, cerita-cerita menarik, dan informasi terkini dari berbagai penjuru Indonesia. Sambil menemani istirahat Anda, atau Anda yang tengah beraktivitas, semoga siaran ini bisa memberikan inspirasi dan semangat baru. Mengawali siaran hari ini, kita simak terlebih dahulu warta berita dari dalam negeri yang akan dibacakan oleh Sumarno.
Dari Jakarta, Voice of Indonesia, dalam warta berita.
Voice of Indonesia menyampaikan warta berita. Inilah sari berita penting. Realisasi investasi Indonesia capai 1.714 triliun lebih tinggi dari target. Menteri Pertanian pastikan stok pangan aman jelang Ramadan. Bersama saya Sumarno, inilah warta berita selengkapnya. Menteri Investasi dan Hilirisasi Kepala BKPM Rosan Roslan menyatakan, realisasi investasi sepanjang 2024 mencapai 1.714,2 triliun rupiah. Dalam keterangannya kepada media di Istana Merdeka Jakarta Selasa, Rosan Roslan memaparkan, capaian tersebut sekitar 3% lebih tinggi dari target yang telah ditetapkan. Ia menegaskan, dari total investasi pada 2024, jika dikategorikan berdasarkan asal modal, penanaman modal asing atau PMA lebih tinggi dibandingkan penanaman modal dalam negeri atau PMDN. Rosan Roslani menegaskan, investasi asing terbesar dilakukan oleh Singapura sebesar 20,1 miliar dolar, kemudian Tiongkok 8,1 miliar dolar, Malaysia 4,2 miliar dolar, dan Amerika Serikat 3,7 miliar dolar. Berita selanjutnya. Direktur Utama Radio Republik Indonesia Indrasmo menekankan pentingnya peran pers sebagai pilar keempat demokrasi dalam menghadapi transformasi digital yang semakin pesat. Indrasmo saat menghadiri peringatan Anugerah Jurnalistik Adi Negoro 2024 di Auditorium RRI Jakarta Selasa mengatakan, momen Hari Pers Nasional